This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free this live Sunday edition. Plenty of time for you to bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Teased earlier this week the latest on the ever-under-attack Uber, one of the ride-sharing companies, Uber and Lyft, I guess, to a lesser extent. But Uber is in the news again, this time out in Nevada. We'll tell you more about what has happened to them. 20 things that successful people refuse to do. Those things we can talk about here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. But this Sunday edition of the show, we have a special guest, third host in the studio this evening, and longtime listeners of the show will certainly recognize his voice. Dale Everett's with us tonight. Hey, Dale.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Many of you may recall Dale was the host of Free Talk Live. I don't remember which night it was, but one night a week you were here regularly.
It changed a little.
Yeah, and then you at some point launched your own show, which was originally Prometheus Unchained, changed the name later to Flaming Freedom, probably the preeminent liberty-oriented LGBTQ, et cetera,
yes.
podcast and radio show, and that went on for how many years?
About 3 years. So over 200, over 250 episodes, I think.
That's 4 years. It's 50.
Well,
you did one
a week. We did two a week for a while.
Oh, two.
And that's why.
Okay, okay. So, yeah.
It may come back if Lauren decides to. So we'll see.
That's a nice tease. I hope it does, because I really enjoyed the show, especially when it moved to Sunday mornings for a very short stint. I always thought that Flaming Freedom was a fun show to have on while people were driving to church.
Right.
So anyway, welcome back to Free Talk Live. You came all the way out here from Manchester, which is an hour and a half long drive, to rake me over the coals,
right,
as I understand it.
I'm going to do so tactfully, though.
Okay.
There's a tactful way to rake someone over the coals.
All right. Well, that's fine.
You don't have to use tact with Ian.
We'll see, I guess.
So, I mean, what was motivating to you, Dale, I mean, to come out here? We've talked about the Colbert Report on this program, and that certainly made for quite a bit of controversy across the libertarian movement.
Yes.
Within the last couple of weeks. Do you want to, Mark, summarize what the Colbert Report incident was?
Yeah, so the Colbert Report, which is a television comedy television show that sort of looks newsy, commentary. And
I like how you drop the R on the report.
Isn't that how you're supposed to
drop the T? I mean,
yeah, that's how he you know, Colbert is spelled with a T.
He does say it that way.
And report is spelled with a T, so or report. So it's just kind of funny. I think it's clever comedy, and I think it is often quite insightful. And prescient and timely and humorous. But they did a report on the Free Keene Squad, they called it, which is basically Robin Hooding here in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. where in Keene, New Hampshire specifically, where people run around and they put dimes and nickels into meters and feed meters before the meter maids are able to...
I've done, by the way.
Yeah.
A little bit. Not very much. A little.
Before the meter maids are able to write a ticket. So I thought that the report was just dishonest as the day is long. And I felt set upon when I watched it. I felt like a victim when I watched it. And I really, and I got to say that I think that whoever, was in it, including yourself, was a fool for, giving them the ammunition.
Most of the ammunition was, including Cantwell and that whole thing. But, because I think it seems like that's when it started to go downhill.
You think so?
I'm just going to be completely honest. Yeah. I mean,
the report?
Actually, I was expressing opinions about some of the Robin Hooding activities, specifically where they're like chasing down the meter maid, mm-hmm. and shouting things at him or her. And,
which I believe was a Cantwell video.
I heard that's what started it, mm-hmm. and I saw some of those videos, and I had people tell me that most of the videos are not like that. But of course, if you have enemies who don't like you,
those are going to
pick out the most emotionally charged, mm-hmm. or whatever the things that are going to get people's hackles up the most. So I'm not surprised that Colbert would latch onto those particular videos where that's happening, right?
Well, I mean,
but I've expressed opinions about that before Colbert.
But even if Cantwell weren't involved, they still would have made as much, you know, fun of us as they possibly could. They probably would have put me on there, you know, instead.
I'm not sure maybe you wouldn't even be on there at all if there hadn't been the chasing down of the meter maid and shouting at them. I mean, I think the response to Robin Hooding up until those particular sorts of things was fairly positive.
So they took maybe what they're able to find, 3 or 4 seconds worth of good video of people, you know, talking loudly to the meter maids and attempting to get in front of them and put
trying to be confrontational, trying to have a confrontation. And
well, there's no doubt. You know, the libertarians of the past certainly have been confrontational with their ideas, and I don't think that the Robin Hooders are really any different than that in many cases. So,
like I said, I used to be one, and I'm a big fan of the idea of it. Yeah, there was a point when, I don't even know if I should say it's a point. There's a few instances that are the ones people latch on to. If someone doesn't like you, and maybe for good reason, if that's if they think you're being douchey,
you've been all day doing that, right? That's how it's presented.
It doesn't really matter how often you're doing it, right? When you do it, you demonstrate yourself to be kind of douchey.
How do you avoid
and what is it accomplishing is what I want to know. Like, there are people I don't like, and I can understand why government employees can be amongst that crowd, certainly. Some more than others, because we're libertarians. We're not big fans of government, and big government in particular, and intrusive government and so forth. So there are people I don't like. Like, for instance, I am not a fan of prisons, and there are people in prison who are actual criminals. I want to disregard the ones that shouldn't be there at all because they didn't aggress against anyone. We know what I'm talking about. But if you just consider the ones that actually are criminals, that hurt someone or stole or killed or raped, I still don't think prisons are a solution. I don't feel like just arbitrarily making them suffer accomplishes anything. So if I put a parking meter maid in the same realm as a criminal of any other type of criminal, because I have said the government is just a certain kind of crime, then just make them suffer, what does that accomplish?
Oh, I'll tell you what it accomplishes. So one of the meter maids quit, right?
Yeah,
one of three
quit. I'm of the opinion. I have a
he has not been replaced,
and he's now a libertarian, right?
I have a different opinion on what the most Robin Hooders. I'm not a Robin Hooder. Have on this is I think that the parking enforcement isn't going to change in Keene, but that it is overstaffed. That you get the same because really the value of a parking enforcer, a meter maid, is that they scare people away from parking in certain places for certain amounts of time. You get the same amount of scare value out of one employee as you do out of two employees. So why do you have two employees? If it's already running in the red, they're already writing tickets next to cars that are sitting next to empty spaces. They're a mess. And I imagine that most parking enforcement around the country is in a similar situation where because it's the government, they can't run it efficiently and they can't make money doing it. So why are they doing it? Well, to dissuade people from sitting all day, parking all day in a parking space and using up a valuable parking space. I get that, but you get the same value out of one meter maid as you do out of two.
If
you
and maybe a better value out of creating more parking.
If you can get rid of one of the meter maids here in Keene, New Hampshire through annoying them, then have you created a net positive?
Well, first of all, that's, to me, not the goal of Robin Hooding.
Nope.
The goal of...
Can you answer the question, though?
One more time, the question?
The question is, if you get rid of one of the meter maids through sort of being mean to them, have you created a net positive? Because I think this is the same reason...
That's a very simplistic question, because what are you giving up? Like, what is the PR damage for being a-holes to the parking meter maids in order to get that goal, right? And this is what I'm trying... This is one of the things I want to get at, is when we're talking about activism, it's something that has a very subjective measure in trying to determine whether it's effective or not, and doing cost-benefit analysis for activism, right? If you're doing something that you might go to jail for years and years... I hope you got something out of that.
I don't believe
the risk assessment, the cost and benefit analysis.
Let's focus on Mark's question for a moment because I want to talk about all those things. But Mark, you know, with the question of the guy who quit, he was featured in the Colbert Report. His name's Alan. And it's worth noting that the ladies who are the parking enforcers did not quit. They're still on board. So why did he quit and they didn't quit? I don't think that it was because one of the Robin Hooders called him a baby killer or whatever the allegation is. There's some allegation about someone at some point saying to him that he was a bad guy because he was in the military. I highly doubt that it was a few comments that led him to leave that job. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 453. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. We're here on the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That is the number brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can get a free pound of the best coffee. I'm enjoying some right now. It's BuzzBox Coffee. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription program. Now, you'll get your first pound free. You pay the shipping, you'll get a free pound. But since it's a subscription program, you'll continue to get coffee if you don't cancel your subscription. You could do it at any time. You can get your free pound and go. It's no problem. Here's why I believe you should continue to get the coffee after you get the free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. Because it's fantastic coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. You will not taste better coffee. But also, what BuzzBox does is they give us some of the profits back so that we can give microloans to people around the world through Kiva.org. And we've given out many microloans, and we've had lots of success with it. It's really great. Once you're able to give the hand up, not a handout, mind you, the hand up to people who need help around the world, they pay the money back, and then you can do it again. That's what I love about microloans. So please, if you want to participate with us in making the world a better place, get your coffee that you drink already. You probably drink coffee already. Upgrade your coffee drinking experience through coffee.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about the Colbert Report that happened now, like 2.5 weeks ago. It's been a little while. But, Dale, you wanted to come on the show tonight specifically to address some concerns that you've had with how that, why we even bothered doing that in the first place, I guess. You called this a...
Not really. Be perfectly clear. That's like a recent thing. It certainly got a lot of attention and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's really... The things that happened on that show are just things that I've been just talking about for some time now. Again, okay. I'm a former Robin Hooder myself.
Yeah.
I never chased down parking meter maids and yelled at them.
So most people that Robin Hood don't chase down meter maids.
Did you walk in front of the meter?
The worst thing I've done that I can recall, I still don't regret it, is kind of get ahead of her and put something in the meter right before she was about to get to it and write a ticket.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
I didn't mind that at all. I tried to get ahead of her and beat her to the meters, when I could. It wasn't always possible.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
I don't feel bad about that. I didn't hassle her at all. I didn't shout things at her as if she's an evil person because she's a government employee. And there's a number of things that...
Who has done that?
Well, there's video of it happening. There's video of it happening. Huh?
Who did it?
I saw a couple of videos. I saw the Chris Cantwell one.
Chris Cantwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did Graham caught on video doing that?
And I said, I think I said it right at the beginning of the show. I said, and I've said to you before, particularly when we start talking about this online, that I mostly like what Robin Hood does.
Mm.
And you know, it's mostly pretty good. It's just the whole shouting down meter maids. And I heard there's some others too, but I haven't watched these videos in a little while. I didn't make a point to watch them right before the show, which I probably should have. It's been a while since I saw them.
So
I can't tell you. It seems like there was one other person too that did it.
Chris Cantwell. When you watch the Colbert Report video that came out a couple weeks ago, and I did just link to it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so anybody that hasn't seen it yet can check this out. They did use a number of clips from the Chris Cantwell video. There's only one from my recollection. It's fairly lengthy. Yeah. And basically it was when Chris Cantwell, he lived in New Hampshire for a short period of time, maybe 4 or 5 months, back in 2012. Actually was renting a room from you, I think, Dale.
Yeah.
And so at that time.
That's before he was quite as what is the word, notorious.
That's true. And so he made this video where he went out and basically... He, kind of gave him what's for verbally. He verbally sort of harangued the parking enforcers and essentially did a comedy routine with them almost. When I watched that video, I'm not offended by what he did. And he didn't just go and shout at the parking enforcers. Maybe they took some clips in the Colbert Report that made it seem like he might have been doing that. But for the most part, he was just talking. Mostly at them.
He did use what would be considered foul language when he did it. But
he's a crass comedian. That's
I would
what he
point
does.
Out yeah. that the parking, the meter maids were were in more than one circumstance caught laughing at his antics. So they, to
well,
some
that
extent,
could be a defense
amused.
Mechanism. When
it
you're very
be.
Uncomfortable, a lot of people will laugh because they don't want to look like you're really upsetting them. But
so he used that scene as basically a comedy skit, essentially.
Yes.
And when I was watching that, I was ready to grimace. I was ready to hear him say something that was really offensive or really awful, you know, because this is a guy who's made sort of infamy. His infamy has been gained through pieces online that suggest sort of beat around the bush at violence with the police. He kind of pats on the back people who have used violence toward the police in some posts. So, you know, almost expected him to suggest that the parking enforcer should be shot or so. But that didn't happen. That didn't come out of his mouth in those encounters.
So it's okay. It's all right that he was just harassing a meter maid.
Consider harassing. That's the thing. This is one of the fundamental differences between my viewpoint and I think a lot of liberty people is I don't consider it harassing to tell a government employee what you think about what they do. So
what do you think it accomplishes?
Well, it's entertaining. His video is very entertaining. I was quite entertained by it. So
it is. And here's the thing. And I said this off the air. I'm going to say it on the air now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is I don't even blame him, right? He is a comedian, like you said.
Yeah.
This is entertainment for him. And there's a, you know, like, I'm a big fan of The Amazing Atheist, right? He says really outrageous, offensive things.
The YouTube channel?
He has a certain, yes, right. He has a YouTube channel called The Amazing Atheist, and he says things that will be very upsetting to religious people, which is a significant portion of the population. But I like his stuff. It's
Does he go out into public and say those things?
No, not so much.
It's not the same then, right?
No.
Because Chris is in public, and he's, you know, letting these ladies have it.
I've seen people do similar things, though, who are also, for instance, going out and saying things to religious people or whatever, and it is cathartic. I'm not sure.
I don't believe in catharsis.
But Chris Campbell's the only one who's ever really done that.
I don't really blame him for doing it either. But for instance, from an activism point of view, I wouldn't want to be associated with that.
Mm.
Like if I have an activism goal, I would want to distance myself from that. And if someone's talking about killing cops, if someone's talking about killing cops, even if they're clearly putting disclaimers, I'm not going to go do it or anything. And I've read that article, by the way.
I haven't read it recently.
I would want to distance myself from that from an activism point of view as well.
But what he was doing wasn't angry, you know, so much as it was funny. That's my perspective. Other people will probably see it differently, but I found it to be fairly amusing. There wasn't really any other instance. Maybe Graham Coulson, who was doing some Robin Hooding for a little while.
That might have been the other one I heard about.
It's
been a while.
He tends to have kind of a big mouth, so he might have said something that would have been considered offensive. And then there was a video that I made a couple months ago where one of the parking enforcers was acting very erratically and crazy. And so I wanted to get that on video because I didn't know what she was going to do personally, and I wanted to document her craziness. And I made, you know, I laughed at her for acting in an erratic, crazy manner because... Sorry, it's funny. And I don't think there's anything wrong with laughing at these government agents as they use their aggression against us. I think it's important to laugh at them.
Depends. I mean, I think I've been in Keene for quite a while. I spent some time in Keene, as you know, and I've seen some real abuse by government agents, by police, and things like that. And I believe in calling them out on it on camera, in person, live if possible. But there's judgment to be made about when that's called for or not.
Sure. I mean, some people don't see it as abuse when these parking enforcers threaten people regularly, and that's what I consider it. We're coming up here in moments, 855 453, plus they steal people's cars. It's Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Those toll free numbers are brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you need to go hook up with ProXPN. Get their software for free. Just go and download it at proxpn.com/FTL. It will encrypt your data connection, whatever your internet service provider happens to be. Maybe it's the one at your house, your office, your school, your coffee shop, wherever it is that you're online, getting online, ProXPN will prevent your ISP, your provider, from knowing what you're doing online. They encrypt your data connection, and you can go and get it for free for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices as well at proxpn.com/FTL. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but it's not that hard to get working with Linux either. Proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for just about $5 a month, when you use our discount code, FTL50, you get 50% off the price of the annual account. That's what breaks the price down to around $5 a month. What will you get for that? Well, in addition to the free service, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. So with a free account, you only get one server. With the premium account, you get many of them. And you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50. Or if you've got Bitcoin, you can save even more. You'll save 62% by using code FTLBTC and then paying with Bitcoin. You get a great discount on privacy that is priceless at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to Ryan. He's listening in Massachusetts. We're talking about activism here in the Keene area that has made headlines and video reports like Colbert Report, Good Morning America, and so many more. It's too many to even count, but it's controversial, and people have opinions about it. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I wanted to call in about this because I had an issue with the traffic enforcer. And it kind of, and I wanted to talk about Robin Hooding before the whole Colbert thing, because then I saw that, and man, I don't think you guys look very good on that. The Free State Project did not look good on that Colbert Report.
Well, the Free State Project was never mentioned. The Free State Project was never mentioned.
I said that would have made it a disaster if they had.
I guess it wasn't. Okay, so, but if you want, can I tell you the little story that I had with?
You're welcome to do that, but I'd just like to comment quickly that when you go on the Colbert Report, you expect to not look good. And if you expect to look good when you go on the Colbert Report, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
Unless you're harassing people, like we're never, Chris Cantwell, quote, we're never going to let you get away with this. He's like, we're never going to let you live. He's following the guy with a camera. Actually, I think it might have been the woman at the time, but. You know, they cut it so, like, he's literally harassing someone. Like, let's get...
Technically not harassment.
Yeah, harassment's a crime in New Hampshire that includes threats of bodily harm.
It may not legally be harassment. I doubt
that. It's not legally harassment.
Or harangue.
The reason why it's not legally harassment is because you can't harass a government employee. You're supposed to be able to talk to government employees and tell them what you think of what they're doing.
Isn't it funny that you're basing your notion of harassment on what the legal definition is instead of what a sensible, like, tactful and polite person's notion of it is?
All right. Can I continue my story, like, real quick before? So I do landscaping, right? So I'm doing the actual town commons, okay? Like, it's like a little flower thing, and I'm doing it for the town. It's like a quote-unquote charity, maybe. So I'm parked, like, up the road, and I'm parked outside of a nail salon. And, like, we have a traffic enforcer. He's called RoboCop. Like, there's a couple of them. But this made me think twice about traffic enforcement. So I was parked there, and then, like, I got a ticket. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But then I go down there, and then, like, oh, well, we changed it 30 minutes. And what it was there's 30-minute parking in front of this nail salon, okay? And, like, this nail salon does not want someone to park there all day and go do shopping. They need their customers to go in there and park. For 30, 40 minutes and leave.
So why should I pay for a meter maid's paycheck so that nail salon gets the right parking service that it deserves from the city? That nail service should be paying the city for that service, and it shouldn't be put upon the taxpayer.
Well, they already are. I mean, in the view of the nail salon, they're paying their property taxes.
I'm not claiming that they're not paying their property taxes. I'm paying my property taxes, too, and I don't have any interest in that parking space in front of the nail salon.
Finish the story. I'd like to hear the whole story, so go ahead.
Well, no, that's about it. So, like, then I realized, I understand now why they want to move cars out of that area, like, so you can't park there all day.
But wait a minute, like, just a point of clarification, the meters don't accomplish that, right?
There's like, no meter. It's 30, it's a sign.
Then put a meter up.
It was like a two-hour parking, though. Like, it used to be 2 hours, but then they had changed it. Then I really realized why
they
changed it.
So they got a ticket for parking there too long.
I got a ticket for parking there too long. It was like a 30
And you feel like you deserved it. Is that right?
No, but I understood the reasoning behind it.
The reasoning behind that, too. My son's six, and he was trying to lure the cat into his room with a pumpkin. But it's a stupid idea.
Do you understand? It's a free market. People have a business, right? There's parking.
It's not a free market anything.
They have a business with a parking in front of their shop.
Yeah.
30-minute parking.
Yeah.
For a reason. That's because they need people to be able to come and go.
No, hold on. Just to clarify, this is a government parking space, right?
Yes,
this isn't
the
business's parking space. So is
this
a town-wide rule, the 30-minute thing? Is it town-wide, just that area?
Certain places will have two-hour parking. Some places have 30 minutes. This place had 30 minutes on a corner. There's a convenience store next door as well. So, like, of course, they don't want two-hour parking there. They want their customers to be able
All the Keene parking is 2 hour.
Wait a second. Do you think, this is really an important question. Yeah, okay. This is the most important question here. Do you think a free market, an actual free market in parking would be more efficient than whatever it is the city's doing?
I do.
Wow, I don't know. In this case, like, that's what I'm trying
you
to
think
say.
The cities,
like, in this
you
case,
think
that like,
government enforcement of anything, this is the case. Here we have it. This parking space in front of a nail salon in Massachusetts is the one case where the government is necessary.
I don't know. Like, they don't want
I know. You don't have to know. No, wait. You don't have to know.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't
have to know. That's really what it comes down to, the free market, is you don't need to know. What you need to know is the government is generally inefficient and generally does a poor job. So specifically, whether you think that they're going to be able to do it in this circumstance or not, is you don't know because you'll never get a chance to know because the government claims ownership over that spot. And that's the problem.
I don't want anyone getting their car. I wish everybody would be like, that's a nail salon. I'm not going to park my car there and spend my day shopping. Knowing that those people need their customers' precious money that they pay for that.
Can I ask you something, caller?
Yeah.
Just go right ahead and ask.
Do you self-describe as libertarian in viewpoint?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So that's interesting to me is that you and it's a lot of people who self-describe as libertarian are upset by this activism. Certain parts of it, obviously. Like, again, like I myself am upset by it. I'm a libertarian. Yeah. I just self-describe as an anarchist, actually. I don't believe in centralized government as a good solution, as a better solution to a free market solution. Let's just put it that way. But I don't feel like that's what we're arguing about tonight, right? I feel like that's kind of a distraction from what we're really talking about, which is this effective activism for...
Well, I want people to treat each other with respect. I think we all do. And I understand now that, man, they had to use, like, I don't think they need to use the state to do that. But also, I think with that, you don't need to harass ticket takers either. It's not going to get you.
I understand your point of view when you say that you don't know how the free market would solve this problem. And so right now, this is how it's being addressed and probably a far from ideal way. But a lot of people understand why it's happening don't know the alternative right
now. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate it. Is it harassment to say to a purse thief, stop thief, don't do that, put that purse down, you bastard? Is that harassment?
Only if this purse thief has been able to steal purses for centuries without with impunity.
Then it's harassment, right?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale occasionally blogs over on anarchyinyourhead.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you have
very
blogged recently.
I did blog recently. Nice. And if I offered if people want to read an article I wrote recently called Libertarians, A Little Less Douche.
Right, and I think that was somewhat inspired by some what you consider to be douchebaggery going on here in Keene. Is that right?
I think I wrote it before the Colbert Report came out. I updated it a little bit later, made some minor changes to it just to make it a little more readable and try to be a little more succinct.
So we're having a conversation generally about activism and, you know, how to approach things from a libertarian activist standpoint that will do the least damage. You know, PR, is the Colbert Report a bad, is it a PR disaster? That was what we said that you had suggested earlier, and some of the folks on Facebook have been responding to that. I might like to read some of those Facebook responses here in a little bit, but there was something you wanted to, I guess, respond to about the purse thief statement.
Well, you said, is that harassment? I think
is it harassment?
It probably
just
is.
Stop thief.
Yeah, yeah,
to,
it is. But I don't blame someone for saying that. I mean, you have an emotional reaction when someone does something like that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
should you respect the person?
No. No, I don't. But Mark said, for instance, well, unless they've been doing it, like obviously the state, I consider the state to be organized crime. I've said before, I'm an anarchist. So now the only question then is, what do we do about that? And you said, well, they've been doing it for years and years. So here's the thing. If you film yourself saying that to someone, for what purpose? I mean, if most people, we have to acknowledge, for instance, that the huge vast majority of the population is not anarchist.
No doubt. Right? I'm not an anarchist.
Right. And we,
I'm
and
a voluntarist.
We, I think most of us will admit that a big part of our activism is about reaching hearts and minds. It's about educating people. That's what this show is about.
If it's going to be successful, it is.
Yeah. Am I wrong to say that this show is largely about educating people about freedom?
Let's hope so.
Better solutions than the centralized control that government represents? So we're trying to reach hearts and minds. I mean, if you're going to say, well, I can harass this person because they're a statist, well, then you've now justified.
No, nope, that's not
to
what I
harass
would say.
Everyone.
I wouldn't say that at all.
The 97% of the population that is not.
No,
anarchist.
I would never advocate for people harassing status. I would say that if you are telling a government bureaucrat specifically what you think about what they do, that's not harassment.
How is it different?
If they don't like it.
What about any person out there in Keene who would take that job if they were unemployed and it was a good wage and they're willing to do it because they don't think there's anything wrong with that, which is a huge chunk of the population of
Keene.
What
you're calling
harassment.
How are
they fundamentally different and no longer deserving of harassment?
What you're calling harassment is me letting that person know that what they're doing is wrong.
Well, then that's
stealing.
Say that to anyone out there who has their moral support behind these.
But that's
these
not the same.
Maids.
They're not the ones who are actually ticketing people. The average person, the person who is upset by Robin Hood or by Robin Hooding, that is saving people from getting parking tickets. And
I don't think anyone's upset about Robin Hooding and people saving people from parking tickets.
Some people are because they see it's a threat to the system.
I shouldn't say no to anyone. You're right. There are a few people. They're kind of douchey.
The people in the city of Keene are upset about it. They're the ones who've been.
They're hiding behind what they call harassment.
No, not just that. They're accusing the Robin Hooders of threatening, intimidating, and harassing their employees.
Well, here's my opinion on that. From a legal perspective, if you've got video of specific people actually engaging in legal harassment, that's one thing. It's
they
another
don't.
Thing. Exactly. And I think as far as like a case against Robin Hooders, I would hope, and I don't expect them to be just about it, but I would hope that they would say, well, these are individuals, right? And they're trying to see Robin Hooders as a collective and mm-hmm. see maybe Chris Cantwell did something and they're going to declare that to be harassment. Well, that doesn't say anything about the other Robin Hooders. But that's getting into an argument about the legal case. I'm not talking about that. Like I said, why are we as anarchists using the legal definition of harassment instead of the common decency word? Well,
to me,
voluntarist.
To
then.
Me, I'm decent to the government bureaucrats. Generally, I am, you know, kind and friendly toward them. But if they behave in a rude manner toward me, then I don't see anything wrong with calling them out for their criminality.
I don't either. It's a subjective decision,
and
right?
I don't care what someone thinks about it.
I've seen police being really abusive. I've seen other bureaucrats being really abusive of their power, and I've been upset, and I've mm-hmm. called them out on it. And many times I've tried to call them out on camera, if at all possible, and things like that.
Then you're different from me.
Of course I am. It's a subjective measurement. I mean, there's a time for it. There's a time when it comes down to again, a subjective measure of when mm-hmm. is something actually effective. Like,
if I'm going to harass something,
I hope the hell I'm going to accomplish something.
It depends on what you're trying to do. Uh-huh. So you were talking about reaching hearts and minds. That's not necessarily what my videos are intended to do. So when I posted the video about where there was a parking enforcer who was acting in a very erratic manner, just to bring you up to speed on that particular story, it happened a few weeks ago. We were out doing some campaigning, actually, at Keene State College, and my job was to give people rides who needed rides to the polls. So I was just hanging out on Main Street, and sure enough, one of the parking enforcers shows up on her regular route of enforcing on Main Street to enforce out in front of the college. So, you know, I've always got my Robin Hooding stuff with me in my activist backpack, went and grabbed my change and grabbed my Robin Hooding cards and got right in front of that meter maid and started filling meters and did not record any video because, you know, I was just being friendly with her, like, oh, hey, you know, good morning, and just filling the meters. That's normally how I approach things. But then
you have a reputation, Ian. I mean, come on.
I don't know why. I don't. The video. Hold on. The video in question is the only video anybody's ever said to me was offensive about Robin Hooding that I've been in. So I don't know what reputation I have as far as the Robin Hooding goes.
Whatever Freaky does, you're mm-hmm. going to have – your reputation is going to be attached to that.
Well, Freaky doesn't do anything. And it's just a blog, yeah. and it posts about what activists
do. It's easy to say that, but meanwhile, lots of Robin Hooding videos are being posted there, and some of them show people being really douchey to the meter maids.
Okay.
And so there's a reputation attached to that. And it's like, this reminds me,
if libertarians don't want to discern individuals, that's not my fault. If libertarians who should know better than to collectivize people, want to go ahead and blame Ian Freeman for everything Chris Cantwell has done or Graham Coulson or anybody else has done. That's not my problem.
I'm not talking about the libertarians. And again, a lot of the libertarians out there understand that we have a PR battle, that we are trying to reach hearts and minds, and they do care about that, even if you don't. And so, they
care
about
that.
So it's not just about that. It's about, again, trying to reach people who aren't libertarian yet.
I have no problem with that. And it's not to say that I'm not trying to reach hearts and minds, but my primary goal is to reach people who already agree, so they'll come to New Hampshire. And I'm not concerned with what the people who love the state think about me. I'm not concerned with what their opinion is, because I know those people are always going to disagree with the things that I do. They're going to find objections about Shire sharing. This is the kind of people we're talking about. They have found things to critique about Shire sharing, which is a charity that feeds hundreds of families.
But again, there will be people who are going to be upset about any little thing. I'm not going to worry about those people either.
I'm not going to worry about those people either. Okay, that's good.
But I think it's douchey the way people are talking to the meter maids in some of these videos, and I don't blame them for reacting the way they do. The little lady who was being who had the stop sign and was walking kids across the street, right? Derek comes up. And I like Derek, too. This is another case where I like most of what he does. My criticisms about specific things.
Yeah.
And if I say a specific thing, all of a sudden, I'm on the other side of the fence. Right? I am now the enemy. Because you have to be 100% on board,
or
you're
100%
on the other side of the fence.
I want to talk about the crossing guard videos. That video is more offensive than anything that we've ever produced. So that one we should talk about, but we'll save it for the next hour. Coming up here in a moment. Let me finish telling you what happened. So I'm just walking in front of this lady, filling the meters, being cheery. And when we come up to the main street, to a crossing point at the main street, she steps out into the crosswalk as though she's going to cross, and then she jumps back and starts going the other direction, and then she steps out again, and there's cars waiting to go now, and they're like, should we go? Wait, she keeps jumping in front of us, and so she kept like jumping back and forth, and really, essentially committing disorderly conduct. Like, one of the definitions of disorderly conduct that's like real is blocking traffic. And that's what she was doing. And I'm thinking, wow, she's acting in a really erratic manner and playing a silly game with me. But she's known for playing this particular game where she'll pretend to go in one direction and then change her direction to try to fool the Robin Hooder.
Yeah.
And so she was playing this little game. So I thought, all right, well, I better go grab my video camera because she's acting erratic and who knows what she's going to do. It's also not unheard of for the parking enforcers to tell lies and things like that. So that's one of the reasons why they get recorded a lot, just
I don't blame you for that.
I grabbed the camera.
If there's an incident happening, especially, if there's nothing happening, it's a boring video.
Something to record, so I went and I grabbed the camera, and that's when I started recording. Then she got even more upset. She started playing that little game with me, and that's when I laughed at her because it was ridiculous behavior. She kept turning back and forth 180 degrees. In 2 minutes, she turns 18 times and covers the same ground. It's funny, and I'm going to laugh at people who are doing ridiculous things, and I'm not going to apologize for it because it was funny. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.